Tonight's shir, Simin, Reishayim Bey, Sif Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalid, Al Eze Yayin Mekadishin, the Simin, Ayin Reish Beis, Al Eze Yayin Mekadishin, what is the wine we use for Kiddush? Sif Aleph, Ein Mekadishin, Al Yayin Sherechora. Don't make Kiddush on wine that has a bad smell. Afal Gav Dereche V'tam Echama, even though its smell and flavor is out of wine. For the yayin megula, nor should make kiddush on wine that was left open overnight. Afilo even nowadays, though kaptin and agili, where we're not so particular about things left over, don't use it for kiddush. The more adds, we mekach and yayin dereche cham v'tam echola. We do not make kiddush on wine that maybe has a wine smell, but it tastes like vinegar. Mishtabur sefkon alf ein mekachin. Afilu ein lo yayin acher. Even if there is no alternative wine. And even b'di'evin, if you make kiddush on this wine that smells bad, from the words of Ramban, according to Beis Yosef, it's mashma, you're not yotza. If this wine is fit for havdolah, if you look in a mekiva eger's kedushim, he's not sure. For the near poshut adavla iser, to me it seems poshut, that you cannot use it for Havdalah. The reason why we don't use wine that smells bad for Kiddush is because the Pasuk says, would you bring this as a gift to the governor? And from there we learn that the things you use for mitzvahs have to be nice. And therefore, what's the difference of Kiddush or Havdalah? Afterwards I found in the Chidoz Birkei Yosef, Shekosav came b'shem Sefer Beis Yehuda. The Taka writes the name of Sefer Beis Yehuda. That's poshut. The same is true on beer. If it smells bad, you don't use it for kiddush. Sifkon beis shereichora. It has a bad smell. Haynu shemasuyach kitzas. It has a bad odor. Machmas shemunach bekli ma'us, because it's sitting in a filthy, disgusting container. Va'afta mevarchin alav bori piagofen. Either the bracha is bori piagofen. But still, for Kiddush, it's not fit. Because it has to be beautiful for mitzvahs. If it's left overnight, don't use it for Kiddush, even though we're not so careful with Gilui. We don't have these snakes coming around in our homes, sipping the things left open. It's still aser, because it's not something nice and good to use for a mitzvah. However, im amet shomu at this megula, if it was left open for a very short period of time, in the hak, but in it today we won't worry about it, cause manshlo namar tam over, as long as it didn't lose its flavor and aroma. Because of chayod, mechayodim writes the dafka b'makom shayayin b'yoyker. This is discussing a place where wine is expensive. To a kapti kuli hay begili mo'ot. So people are not that particular if it's left open for a short period of time. Al makaj al hashechar, but if main kiddush on beer, which is inexpensive, yezar v'zeh should be even careful. It shouldn't be left open a short period of time. V'nir de be'ein lo acher, it would seem if you don't have an alternative, ein lahak b'diyevet gam b'shechar k'mo b'yayin. We won't be particular about beer b'diyevet, the same as we're not particular with wine if it's for a short period of time. The notes bring that if you leave wine in a refrigerator opened, it is not a problem of gili. In the refrigerator, we're not concerned. It's just like a sealed box. We're not concerned about gilui. Sifkan dal v'ta'amei chola. The Amos says you don't make kiddush on wine that smells like wine but tastes like vinegar. The barsa taimas linan, you go by the flavor. Uka chola dami, so it's like vinegar. Ulokach kamon b'sifkat gimel, and therefore later sif gimel v'ta'amei chamra, when it tastes like wine mekach and alav, we'll make kiddush on it. Avagav derecha chola, even though it smells like vinegar. V'tam echol nikra, it's called tasting like vinegar. When people don't want to drink it because it's too sour. In there was no reason for the Ramah to bring this halacha. If it doesn't taste like wine but it tastes like vinegar, it's not bar piagofen. Kedis Hashem, like we learned over there, Koshkin Shemakachin certainly is not fit for Kiddush. The Bracha Shahakal, of course, not fit for Kiddush. Siv Beis, Yayin Migitoy, Mekachin Alov. Wine that is not yet fermented, it is fresh squeezed, basically grape juice, can be used for Kiddush. A person can squeeze a cluster of grapes and then use it for Kiddush. Fresh squeezed. Now the mitzvah in a mufka, the best way to do the mitzvah is with aged wine, fermented wine. Behind a kishikvar avril of arbom yom, means 40 days old. 40 days old, not within the first 40 days. But la locha, you can use grape juice. Sifkar vav v'serichet adam, you can even squeeze the grapes and right away use the juice for kiddush. Bezash me'inu ribus tfei, here's a bigger kiddush. Af shul chalosh legami, it's totally fresh squeezed. Shezeh mikrof shesachato kodem ha-Shabbos, he just squeezed it right before Shabbos started. It's still fit for Kiddush. Sharatzi in Yud Beis points out another scenario, that I can make Kiddush from Plaga Mincha. So he squeezed the grapes, and then he makes Kiddush after Plaga Mincha. So he's allowed to squeeze it, it's not Shabbos yet. Then Mamash immediately makes Kiddush. So either way, either it's by Plag, so he squeezed the grapes, and now he's Mekadosh, and makes Kiddush right then, except Shabbos. Or he squeezes it Erev Shabbos and drinks it Friday night. But either way, it's still fresh squeezed. It's also okay. It's also fit for Kiddush. Se'ev Gimel. Mikachin al hayayin shebepia chavis. You can make Kiddush on the wine that's at the top of the barrel. Afa pi sheyesh bo kemochen, even though there are these white dots floating in the wine. The Mos says v'yesh oisim l'karshav. Others say, no, you cannot make Kiddush on it. El yisano techila lahavar kamachin. You first have to strain it. Also not on Shabbos. You have to strain it first to get rid of these dots. Val yayin shebeshuli hachavis. Now the wine on the bottom of the barrel. Al bi sheyesh bo shemorim. Even though there's sediment collected. Val yayin shachor. And on a very dark wine. Val yayin masok. On sweet wine. Val yayin derechechol v'tamecham. Or wine that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine. All of those are fit for Kiddush. But really, the best mitzvah is, the way to do the mitzvah, the best way is to select a fine wine for Kiddush. These are white dots that are on the top of the surface of the barrel. And that you can use for Kiddush. You know, Ramah says you should strain it. Avol, im yeshlof krum lovan, if there's a whole layer of a skin of white on the surface of the wine, aim a kashnav. You cannot use that for Kiddush. Because of Yerabah, the Kashahesar Kum in the Hachre, the Yerabah says, but if you take off this skin beforehand, then we can use the wine from the top of the barrel. We're not going to be machmir.
And the white dots, is that fungi?
I'm assuming it is. Sifkan Ches, Masok. Sweet wine, you could also use, but it's not lachatchila. Midasasa Mashma. The fact that the mechaber does not elaborate implies, beinchen es bashal anov and bechama yosimidai, whether it's because the grapes overripened, vaydezeh hayayin masuk mo, that makes the wine very sweet, or beinchen masuk mo machmas aperos atzman, or maybe the wine is very sweet because of the fruit itself, shayin azeh hu garua uposel l'sochem, this type of wine is inferior, and would not be able to be used on the mizbeach for l'sochem. And yet, it's still kosher for Kiddush. Sifkan tes, and we call mocha mitzvah v'chulu. The mitzvah is to select the fine wine. Hainu. After mekachin, I call hainu afachila. Even though the din is, you could use all the above for Kiddush, and it's a chachila. We call mocha mitzvah in a muvcher, live yayin tov. The best way to do the mitzvah is yayin tov. So, you have the chachila, you can do it. And it's fine to do it. Someone asks, you can do it. Mitzvah in a muvcher, the best way is a fine wine. So don't just go to your wine cell and pull out a bottle, any old bottle. At shiyamit chilim eino mekulkal. You have to make sure it's not mekulkal. So you know we say tomer chaim zochu erev Shabbos to taste it. L'chor it's saying taste the wine before Shabbos. If you take new wine from the cellar, taste it before Shabbos. Make sure it's not sour, not vinegar, not too sweet, not all the things we're looking for. Make sure in advance. Siv dalad. Mikachin al yayin lovin. You can make kiddush on white wine. V'haramban poyslo l'kiddush afil b'di'evet. But the Ramban says white wine is poyslo even b'di'evet. Avam Avdilin Allah, but you can use it for Avdallah. Uminiga Oilam Kisvar Yishaina. But the minig is like the first view that we use white wine for Kiddush, not like Ramban. Mishnah Berurah Sifkal Yud, Al Yayin Lavon V'chul, and white wine. Everyone agrees the best way to do the mitzvah is to find red wine. Eldim ein lo adom, but if there is no red wine, or she'enu mishubach, or it's not a high quality red wine, svirli the day azu, this opinion holds, the mutl chadchil kash alavan, the chadchil can make kiddush on white wine.
What's the source for that? Why do people hold that the red is not kosher?
It's a pasuk.
The pasuk.
Al tir yayin ki yisadim. Yeah, it's a pasuk. Sif katan yur alf. Al madin lav, you can use it for kiddush. Im hu chamar medina sham, as long as this white wine is considered a chamar medina, a commonly used beverage in that place, shakol shos, so everyone drinks it. Vatav lo gor mishecha, and the reason is it's not worse than beer. The kaim lo kamam b'sim reish talivav sif beis, we hold the sim reish talivav. To mavdil no love, you can make avdol on beer. Im hu chamar medina, as long as it's something everyone drinks. And therefore, for this reason, everyone agrees you can use the white wine for Kiddush Shabbos morning. Based on the Achorim and Siftes, that for Shabbos morning, we're lenient to use any Chamar Medina for Kiddush. The Minigah Olam is like the first view. We will use white wine without hesitation for Kiddush. And the Yerab, it's implied that wine that is exceedingly white, we should be concerned with the view of Ramban, not to use for Kiddush. Unless it's Shas Dechak, although we do not have red wine. So I'm not exactly sure what is white wine and red wine. All our white wine is basically yellow. Our white wine isn't white. Right? We call it white wine, but it's not white. It's yellow. So does he mean it's very yellow? Or does he mean it's actually white? Or is it like bordering on clear? I don't know what's very white. I don't know what that means. What does that mean, very white?
If you had a drop of red to it, does that make it red for kiddush?
So he brings in the notes. If he adds some red wine to the white wine, Shlomo Zalman said, it doesn't help. Because it's not red wine.